I remember when I got this album 20 years ago, The Division Bell. I was in college, and I even went to the I went to the Division Bell tour because it was Pink Floyd was playing at Oakland Coliseum, so of course I went. I didn't have a car, but I found somebody that did that I went to school with, and you know that's how I got to go. And I remember. Oh, let's see, God, what did I remember? I mean, I remember seeing on MTV. Yes, they played music back then. They had some special or something. And I think there was even a thing on the radio where they were playing, some of the tracks and the typical interview piece with David Gilmour or whatever. And it's just kind of. I probably still have it somewhere. I wouldn't be surprised. But in any case, this is. It's been 20 years and actually Pink Floyd, at least what's left of Pink Floyd, which is, David Gilmour and Nick Mason, Roger Waters hasn't been a member of Pink Floyd for a while. And Richard Wright, sadly, the keyboardist passed away at some time ago. And, this is probably the last album that will come out from Pink Floyd. That's, and what this, what the material will be is apparently some material from the Division Bell is, the recording session for that. And, what I've heard of it and, what I've read about it is that it is mostly ambient music. There's, one song, I guess, with the lyrics written by Polly Sampson, who happens to be David Gilmour's wife. But in any case, but most of the music comes from that session. And so there's, and I'm sure it's been remixed and improved or whatever. And it's, there's a report, that I saw, recording that of an interview that David Gilmour and Nick Mason did for the BBC. And I'll put a link in the show notes to it, this is definitely, Pink Floyd even today still does something for me. I mean, I think the era that I'm the most a fan of is probably the 1970s era stuff. Although, I mean, honestly, I can find cool stuff even with the Syd Barrett stuff. I mean, that kind of music was a little bit different, I think, the psychedelic 60s stuff. But the sound of a Pink Floyd album, and whether it's Gilmour's Pink Floyd or Roger Waters' Pink Floyd, the sound has always been fantastic. And there's always been, it seems like there's been more to the sound. When I start re-listening to things, there's things I didn't pick up the first few times. I guess it was labeled as progressive rock or whatever back in the 70s, but I remember, I remember, even though I remember thinking, okay, so this doesn't sound like the Pink Floyd I grew up with in a way, but I really liked it. And, so I'm hoping that, that when I get a chance to listen to this new album, cause it's not out yet, it will be out in a few weeks, I think, that I will really enjoy it. And, and you can go ahead and reserve it on iTunes now, I guess. So, or your favorite music site. That just seems weird that's how we get music today. A lot's changed in 20 years as far as the music industry goes. So I'm, in any case, so I'm looking forward to getting a copy of it and hearing the album in its entirety, probably with my eyes closed in a dark room, and just to take in the sounds. But anyway, this has been episode 666. Of Phone Boy Speaks, and there you go. So I hope you all have a fantastic day.